through this winter.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm out for
Listen to that. Woo! Man, need an
fired that a few times. Yeah, nickel ball rod, man.
Nice. Put
the
color on that.
Ooh.
There you go.
Nickel ball rod. All right, Israel. He is real.
Yep.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Well, we're back. I know a lot of people wasn't expected for us to come on last week, but we did anyway. Talked about a few things that needed to be talked about. Got a few things we need to talk about tonight. However, if y'all can hear, please chime in. Let us know that we're coming in because it's important to be heard. Faith cometh by hearing. Listen very closely. And hearing comes by the word of Yah. Hearing don't come by a multitude of sayings. Hearing comes by the word of Yah. You ever heard that before? Anybody heard that before? You know, part of that word is, I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which have bought you out of the land of Mizraim and out of the house of slavery. You do not have no other mighty ones against my face. Do not make for yourself a carved image of any likeness that is in heaven above, is in earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You do not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, am a jealous El, visiting the crookedness of the fathers upon the children unto the third and the fourth generations of them that love me. Yeah, here you go. Hate me, but showing mercy unto the thousands of those that love me and guard my commands. You do not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim to naught, for Yahweh will not leave him unpunished that taketh his name to naught. Then he goes in and remember the Shabbat. Now those first four have to do with how we, as a people, love Yah. Yes. On the second tables of testimony, tablets of stone, it has to do with our relationship with each other as brethren,
yes.
Israelites, fellow man. Faith come by.
Hearing
come by.
Word of God.
Y'all hearing this now, right? We're going to have a bunch of tests in here tonight. Y'all get this, right? And I don't think people really comprehend what Satan has done in his daytime and hour that we're living in. Because the one thing that he has made sure he's been consistent in is attacking the word. Attacking the law. Remember, in the beginning was the
word.
Let's go back again. Faith come by
hearing,
and hearing come by
the word of Yah.
The word of Yah. In the beginning was the
word,
and the word was with
Yah,
and the word was Yah. See? Oh, I heard it before, Beth. No, you didn't. You may be hearing it now. And when I'm talking about hearing, I'm not talking about you being able to have the ability to recognize scripture when they're quoted. That's why. Why in the world do you think that the word says? Oh, no, it says it. He that hath ears. That's 7.5 billion people on the face of planet Earth has got these things right here.
Yeah.
Yet and still everybody don't care.
True.
He said he that has, here, watch this. There's an action required.
Yes.
Let, that means allow yourself without any distractions. Let them hear.
Thank you, babe.
Let them hear. See, everybody think they heard something. They really think they get it now, if you understand what I mean. Now, if you've got ears, are you hearing? So we greet each and every last one of you being here with us tonight. I'm here joined with my old sidekick, Saddle Man. We join together like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Starsky and Hutch. Dukes of Hazzard, Smokey and the Bandit. We join together at the hill. And Teacher Shane, you got any words?
Praise God. Shabbat Shalom.
Praise God, Shabbat Shalom. And we also have one of my sons in here, Brother McNabb. Y'all see, boy, how long did it take you to get that fish in? I mean, I bet you was sore. I bet you was feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you was feeling it, huh?
About 25 minutes.
25 minutes. You have to tire him out then.
Yeah.
I mean, you understand that fish fighting for his life.
Because it's not just the fish you fight, it's the current.
Current.
And then down.
People don't know that there's an art to that stuff. Brother Brent knows the art.
He does.
And everybody thinks they can go out there and catch rockfish, but there's an art to it.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
Literally.
Big time.
Yeah.
And because you can try to go out there and try to use the same technique, or you can look and try to use it. It ain't the same. Do you got a 3 foot leader drop on it?
Yes, sir. Yep. Sure do.
I'll back to that. I'll let you know. Shut up. Don't even start with me right now. I'm telling you. Well, how you doing, Brother McDaniel? How you doing? How's marriage life working?
It's going.
It's going?
Mm-hmm.
It's going.
It's going.
Uh-oh. Y'all heard it. Say, I'm hearing. I said, I'm hearing. Most other people let that pass by. We want to have a conversation this Shabbat. It's going. You hearing that shit? I heard that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Damn it. See, whoever thought I got to spend all that time so you come by, hearing by,
word of God.
Want y'all something to give me to start in. Damn it. I'm going to put on my damn peeps. But, man, I tell you what, though, man, that fish is still on my mind, though. Did you fillet that thing?
Yes, sir.
What size was this? You went right down and close to the skin, right? I bet there was some big fillets. What does the rockfish taste like, man? Rock bass.
Compared to another fish?
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes like you ever had bass?
Yeah.
Smallmouth?
Yeah. Smallmouth tastes pretty good. I actually think smallmouth tastes better than largemouth bass.
I do, too. But I think the rockfish is a little bit better eating.
A little bit better eating?
Yeah. Flaky, white.
Yes. Yeah. Man, Brother Brett, wait till you hear this, son. Y'all may want to hear this, too. So, you know, I was at the other community down in Georgia this week, right? And the grocery store that we normally go shopping at, we didn't go to that one anymore because they don't have, I mean, where we at in Georgia, we're close to the coast. You know what I mean? Hell, a lot closer than where we are up here. And if you buy some red snapper up here, you're going to pay $20 a pound. Down there, we pay $12.99 a pound.
That's the
price. You hear me? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if we got closer to the coast, we could have paid less. But $12.99, I bought back a whole cooler.
Dang.
You hear me? Somebody said $12.99 a pound. Listen, yep. Don't even start with us. You can't put a price on good eating like that. So I'm sitting down, summer cooked some red snapper, right? We also got some grouper too. Not Goliath grouper, just regular grouper. It was $16.99 a pound. But we had some red snapper and it was pretty decent size. She quartered them things up, right? And then, of course, you know, here come his kaya. Every single time I'm sitting at that, he come, he about literally pulled my pants off of me. He go, you know what he want, crumb snatchers, right? So I put him up here, and that little booger, man, he just got finished eating, but he ate a quarter of my fish. With fixings. Yeah.
That's why
he's so mean. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quarter of my fish with fixings. And bless you, monkey bastard. Galen, Brother Eric, all y'all that are contributing tonight, they bless each and every last one of you. We're going to get started here in a minute, but, you know, we got to. Somebody said, I ate red snapper last night. Lucas said, I ate red snapper. Boy, you blessed. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna get whenever Brother Robert from Georgia down there, whenever he comes up here, I'm going to fund him some funds, have him go over there to that Kroger over there in Gainesville. It's not Florida, it's in Georgia. And have him to put an order in first and then have him, because that stuff, you don't get too many of them fillets at that price, man. They'll box up and have it in some styrofoam and on ice, and you may get maybe four fillets out of it. And that'll be $60.
That'll be pricey.
But it's a hell of a lot better than what's going on up here. And, man, when we ate that stuff, man, we ate it, we enjoyed it, but we didn't even feel like we ate, did we?
True.
We wanted more.
Right. Is that cold
enough? Oh, yeah. We wanted more. So we definitely going to have to, I bought some home for Brett for sure. Because Brett, he'll get some red snap and he'll grill it up. And that brother, I'm gonna give him some Sergeant Stripes, Grill Master. Cause boy, I'm telling you, he getting good. He really good. So I got some red snapper for you, son. I try to run through my head how much it will cost. If I get a red snapper for the community, it'll cost me $700 for one meal. And then some of these other communities, it'll probably be $5,000 for one meal, because they eat like horses, man. No, I'm real.
Yes, sir. I believe you.
We ain't got enough money. No, it's beef, mushrooms, and pineapple, and onion. That's what this pizza is. Throw a little crushed red pepper on top. You know, I have some people. You know, I got a lady communicating with me over in England, London. She owns a candle business. Been listening to me for a while. Says you want to start a community over there. And she says she can fund it. Desiree, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the offer. We're going to start here. We got a lot to cover here tonight. I know it don't seem like it, but I promise you we're going to get started. Listen, hey, Summer. Man, bless your heart. I need to give out. Y'all get a pen and sheet of paper, okay? Get a pen and sheet of paper because we want to try to lessen our tax. Things right here. Summer, bring me a phone if you take a copy of it with the information. I think it's the new Cash App. New Cash App. We started a new Cash App in the name of a foundation. Mind you, these brothers, this damn devil, this devilish organization called the U.S. government, they're always trying to find out some type of damn way to get their hands in our pocket. Get your hands out of my pocket. But see, we one step ahead of them, by, and we're using their own laws. It's out of damn mind. It's crazy, man. We out here trying to make a dollar, and they're trying to figure out how to get 99 cents out of the damn dollar. Mm-hmm. That's all for Cash App.
Yes, that's the cash tag.
Okay. I'll do it. We got you. All right.
You want the full name, too?
Mm-mm. All right, so check this out. You can still use the old Cash App, and we're going to give you for 1 week to transition over. But the new Cash App, if you so choose to donate in the give. How many preachers you know talk like that?
Not many.
Mm-hmm. Boy. Not very rarely. I don't like talking about money. Never have. I think if you read the book, you already know.
Yes.
True. You know what I mean? Okay. Do you know that Israel, in order to keep the nation going, they gave, rather than giving every damn thing to the damn heathens, they gave everything to the function of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I had these bookers trying to take me on chin last Shabbat because I was drinking a beer. You know how many times you be in trouble? You know how many times it was commanded for us to give a drink offering? Can you believe that? Watch this. This is something you don't never hear about. Only thing you ever hear, like Brother Daniel said, from these damn bastards out here, is bring you all the tithes in the mouth. They don't even know what the hell that means. But the Christians know that stuff left and right. They don't know what it means at all. They have no idea what it means. But they use that to police them. You'll believe. Did you know if you went out and you transgressed and you committed a sin, you are required to bring a sin offering. See, today, many of you so-called Israelites trying to function in Israel, but you want to be Christians, Hebrews. There ain't no such thing as an oxymoron. If you go out and you sin, kaseph was required of you. It's one thing to set up and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. He never did away with the sin offering. That's why some of you people don't understand what it means when you miss the mark, because you ain't got no damn teeth in the game. Go out here and go see it. And $2,000 is required of you. See how many times you want to see it then.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just go see it, oh, I'm sorry, I forgive that. Guess what? You're going to keep on sinning. Because ain't nothing required of you, and you have no ecclesiastical authority in front of you to adjudicate any matters. And there's no accountability whatsoever at all. That's why Israel runs carte blanche, loose as shit, because there's no payment for the wages. Is that not a new covenant? For the wages of sin is what?
Yeah, that's right.
But before your ass die, you better bring a sin offering.
Yeah. Come on.
And death is working in you every single time. All you're doing is you making it expedient. See, y'all done started something already. I'm trying my best to just go on with the Cash App.
We
already done started right now.
Yeah.
I know. No, you ain't heard. I know. Pastor, Because we're not trying to bring a curse upon us as a people. We're trying to be blessed. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Well, the new Cash App is the dollar sign and then capital S, all the rest of it lowercase. S capital, lowercase, TRAITWAY, and then capital T for truth, and then lowercase for the rest of it, RUTH. Go ahead and type it in there, Elder Rupert, or some, or Samuel. Thank y'all for your generous offering. But you know what's happening, right? I told you, when people don't have nothing to lose, what happens?
They lose it.
And how many times I've told y'all, America, or let me get this right, the USA, and some of you damn fools out there, USA, 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 you don't even know what the hell you're shouting. You're shouting to the corporation, the business, a foreign entity called the United States of America. Treason to them is when you say America. Mm. Y'all both better hear me. Mm. They don't want you to even admit that you're an American. Say you're a U.S. citizen under the federal jurisdiction. No, I said on the federal jurisdiction. Yeah, I'm very deliberate with my word. Under the corporation. Of the United States of America. Did you know that in this country, up until 1933, when somebody was born, they just recorded you in the family Bible. Mm. Yeah. Damn, 1933, here we go. Mm. Then they figured out a way to get you from being an American to being a federal state citizen. Mm. And why the hell does your birth certificate got all these numbers on? Because they selling your ass like chattel on the open market. I know, Pastor, yeah. Pastor, we ain't never heard of this before, Pastor, what the hell are you talking about, Pastor? You don't believe me? Go to any vital records in any state. Don't give a damn who it is. Watch this. Why would the state have an armed guard at a place put that pusher's paper with no money? See, people don't utilize self-autonomy. Yeah. They don't exercise. How many times y'all heard me say this again? I use it, when I use self-autonomy, I usually follow it up with independent thinking. I become like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. One that plays well on an instrument. I'm serious. I done said it so much, I'm even sick of hearing me saying it. You understand what I mean? But you got new people coming in, you got to keep on rehashing this stuff over and over again. Then you put a defibrillator on all the people who say it in the faith, but they don't do a damn thing about it. Is that making sense? Are y'all with me out there? Remember, every truth that we tell, it's always a conspiracy, but what do you do when a conspiracy has now been showed out to be facts?
Mm-hmm. So true.
What do you do then? So, the new Cash App, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me, most people are visual. So let me try to put this in word up here real big and type it up really big. we got that right there. Let me go up here. And next we're going to be setting up PayPal. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we're not, it's a damn shame, it's criminal. This is a criminal syndicate. What do you do when you have a legalized criminal syndicate? You think about this for a damn second. You go out here and you give your sweat equity for a payment. Think about that. And before you get one damn dollar in your hand, the federal government, the state government, the local government, and the Social Security Administration, which they're broke as hell. You let you tell me how the health care administration like it be broke as hell and left them damn people up there called Congress and been dipping in the kitty.
Yeah.
There could be a surplus of Social Security. There's a lot of people that never even collect Social Security. Your family don't get it. Where the hell does it go? Somebody worked 40 years and they died 68 years old. They don't push to retirement. Damn near. I will die. What is it at 80 yet? The damn is close to it, shouldn't it?
Push
down. Don't pay any damn thing. I don't know what the but then you see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Who where does that money go? Where does it go? I've been talking like this ever since my 20s. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Very true. I'm
67. It used to be 62. 60 damn 7. This is a damn shame. So let me put this up here real quick. I just, Israel, I hate it for you. I really truly do. I hate it for you because we've been trained to trust. And mind you, Biden thinks that if his ass get up there and just bumps his gums and flaps his lips, that we're supposed to bite off on any damn thing he said
right. Because
he's the perceived. No, I said perceived president. He ain't my damn president. Not at all. They gonna act like they listen. These boogers are sold out to the corporations. They're going to act like that they're going to tax the rich. And I made a couple of videos on them. If you're going to tax the damn rich, why don't you pull the damn threshold of withdrawals? $600 damn. $600? Most people pay rent, and damn, you got to end up, that shit getting reported to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the IRS is the gatekeepers, yeah, we want to make sure that you ain't, wait a minute, how the hell can I be stealing from you when you taking from us?
Yeah, I got sickle in first already. That's amazing.
Legalized extortion.
Yeah,
think about it. See, that's the problem. That's the reason why they don't like Pastor Dow, because I'm here to make you think. You won't think. You don't have to. You can hate me, despise me, call me everything you want, but you'll be back. You'll be back. Here's a new Cash App for those of you who want to contribute to Cash App. We do appreciate it. We'll use it for the work of the ministry. That I promise you. Damn legalized gangsters. Huh?
Yeah. Democrats.
So you think about what the hell is going on. Any transaction over $600, the banks, the gatekeepers, now have to report to the IRS. Now, it's not long yet. It's coming up in 2023, but it's in that damn $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill, as they call it, right?
At the back of a 400-something page.
Now, you know what they've done, right? They basically called every single American, you know, that's treason, a tax-evading criminal. Think about that. And now I'm going to say something again. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all listening? You ain't going to get another pastor talking to y'all like this. I'm telling you, they just aren't going to do it. Number one, they don't know. You can't speak on stuff unless you know it. Are you speaking?
Thank you.
Somebody said, I want to start a movement, Poor Lives Matter. Listen, if you want to start a movement, Poor Lives Matter, you better listen to what I'm telling you. You know what? One day they're going to figure out there was a man of Yah in their midst. That's why I keep talking. You know, there's people going on before us. They wanted you down there, basically, without saying it, to look to them as if they was Elohim themselves. Just because he's a mouthpiece or spoke, that's what they said. Come find out, lie about every damn thing you ever said.
True.
Here we are with zeal of knowledge. You know, zeal of y'all, but not going knowledge, thinking, okay, man, we're drawn by this truth. And then you got mere decrepit-ass man stepping in front of y'all. May the Most High y'all reward him according to his ways. Yeah. Ever heard it before? I'm telling you flat out. There's only one that's worthy to be worshipped.
Absolutely.
It ain't no damn man on this earth.
No.
I promise you that.
Definitely. Truth.
No damn preacher. He the one who made the preachers.
Oh, yes.
So y'all tell me, why in the hell is the damn threshold so damn low if they're allegedly? This is damn KKK Democrats.
Right. Yeah.
Why is the threshold so damn low if they're meant to tax and want to make sure that the rich are not evading taxes? Why are you breaking the threshold all the way down to those common folks?
Right. That's everybody.
Put the damn threshold at $100,000.
Yes.
They make transactions like that. That's where you're going to get the majority of their taxes from. These retarded people talking about, oh, you ain't, it's going to cost zero. Boy, you people. Oh. How we doing? We all right? I don't want to stay on this too long because it's a way to, but I've got to talk about it. Because if I don't talk about it, who else going to inform us as people? You're going to turn around and try to get stuff from the mainstream news media. They ain't going to tell you. Let's give it to y'all one more time, Cash Out. We'll do PayPal soon, okay? They got some pizza stains on their bread. The pizza stain on that piece of paper right there, y'all will be all right. We do appreciate y'all being here. Listen, how many times have you heard me talk about us being mutually assisted? You better get out of your spoiled as American ways. No. United States of America. Get out of those damn ways. If you, I'm telling y'all right now, life is easy here in the United States. You people don't know what hardship is. You just don't know. Never experienced it. I'll tell you who experienced the hardship. Those people come across the border, they're sitting under that damn interstate overpass down there in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That's hardship. Mm-hmm.
And then for a while.
You better learn how to be content. And when I'm talking about being content, you better start divesting yourself of worldly conveniences so that your ass can know how to endure. You have to understand. I went up, you and I, we went up to Straightway Kentucky East. This is a developing community. And I might say under the leadership of Elder Mitchell, and he's doing a damn good job too. And we learn to do with?
Yes.
And without?
Yes.
Are we not, and we're not teaching?
Yes, sir. Yes, we have.
We went up there, we took our own tents, took a little pop-up shower. We went up there and did some damn Hebrew slave labor work. All day. Rested in the evening. They cooked us a good meal.
Yes.
We slept in our tents. Yes. And you got, you people like to call yourself Hebrews, and you renting out hotels, Radisson's, Hyde Regency's, ballrooms. I'm talking about you tabernacling. Yeah, it is laughable. And mind you, and then I got people trying to take me on the chin because I keep saying over and over again, what kind of damn Israelite were you and you're not even a damn agricultural people?
Yeah.
You're going to be like Baki? You're going to go out there and call yourself a Hebrew, go against the law and put a tattoo in the middle of your damn forehead? And have them long, dirty-ass looking, defile-ass nails? The only people that have dirty-ass, nasty-ass nails like that is people who use their nails to snort coke. Watch your black ass. Don't throw the damn water up in there and run away from it. Watch your ass. Now, funky nigga.
They just don't need that much water.
Shit. And then people look at us, they say, well, man, look at Pastor Dow. Yeah, look at Pastor Dow. And hear what I'm damn saying. Didn't I talk about all these men with his long ass hair?
Yeah.
Them flabby olds. Matter of fact, I don't even think I'm saying it right. I think I had my... What is it?
You close. It's good, though.
It's good enough.
Oh, Fabio. His name's Fabio.
Fabio?
Yeah, Fabio is good enough. We understand those that have ears to hear.
You know what? If we don't thunder this and keep this truth going, now we understand exactly what the scriptures mean when it says we shall all be like Sodom and Gomorrah. We do. Yeah, I'm a military vet. See my break? Most people don't know what that means. That was an 82nd Airborne Division. 1st to 509 JROTC Op 4. 10 years. I think I'm a vet. Go right back there, too. Now you jump out of airplanes, propel out helicopters, go in third world countries. I wouldn't advise none of you to go join the military. You're going to be throwing pink handkerchiefs at each other. Damn, same thing, man. Off over here. So you can bring it, you can bring it in here. It's out there on the counter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was at Fort Bragg for 5.5 years. What's important is your name written down.
Yes.
In the Lamb's Book of Life. What's important is, are you washed in the blood, in that soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white? So are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? That's what's important. Straight up. Let me fix up that brother Nick McNabb, that person right there. He was out walking land. And Brother Kabir, when he was out hunting land, looking for land. When we go looking for land, this is what I usually look like when we're looking for land. Brother Kabir like walking 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1,000 acres of land. You never know where in the hell we're going to go. I'm carrying my primary weapon with me, just in case some down mountain lion or something bad, whatever the hell.
Wilderness.
I'm going to light they ass up. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
I ain't taking no chances. What am I going to talk about, boy? You know what? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, man. Let's get into the word. I'm going to say something that's going to pee off a lot of people. I bless all y'all for being here. Y'all know, how many of y'all people out there say you love the scriptures? Raise your hand. Say you love the Bible. Raise your hand. Somebody brand new, they don't know nothing about us because they're asking our women praying. Shoot guns too. Jump out in front of them, you see. Got the answer. What we're trying to do is remove this damn worldliness out of damn women. It's becoming extremely difficult today for a man who fears Yah. We're trying our best to make these women realize and comprehend and understand you're no longer the person you used to be. We're trying to present you as a chaste virgin before Yah. We can't do that before you. You can't do it before me. You can't do it before Yah. Son, just take heed to what I'm saying, all right? A lot of people you may not understand, but you're intelligent. You and Brett, y'all intelligent. Believe me, by the time you get our age, before you even get there, it's going to resonate even more something. Things that seem so simple, isn't it right? You're going to be like, wow. Hey, the other day, I looked at a video of my old friend Roberts. He's on the cane, man. He's walking on the cane.
He's crippled, too.
I don't know if he's crippled. I think he's got TB.
Tuberculosis?
No, two bellies.
Oh.
You know, he's leaned over and stuff. He got to lean over
the That's all right. Yeah.
He's a fat man. He got to look pregnant. Yeah, man. But, because y'all will never make fun of anybody, you know what I mean, has any type of disability or disease or sickness. I would never do that, man. Never do that. Because there ain't no way that I wouldn't want none of that on me.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I don't even want a damn common cold on me, much less a sickness or a disease or something that's going to cripple something. Ain't nothing funny about it.
True.
Nothing funny. You understand what I mean? But when your ass is vain, proud and puffed up, and whoever you may think you are, a lot of these people, man, they claim to be praying people. These ain't no praying people. You can't be a praying man and be that damn arrogant.
That is true.
You can't.
That is so true.
I ask all people all the time, man, do y'all really truly listen to me when I'm preaching and teaching? But now, how many times have you seen me preaching and teaching? I'm doing the ministry. How many times you see me up there crack and break at the word, and you see me tears flowing down my face? People, they can't see it on the camera. Hear my voice cracking and breaking because I'm so much in tune with that word. I got here too. Huh? How many preachers you ever seen like that? They preaching and they crying. Tears while they're preaching. Zero.
Or one.
And you people think you got humility. Shh. Brothers on the front row with tears streaming down. They've been broken. 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 Hands lifted up. Giving honor and praise to the Most High. We all broke. You got to come in with waiters on up in the front.
Yeah.
From the pulpit all the way back, man, we all broken, crying, screaming tears.
Yeah.
Proud-ass preachers.
True.
Well, I passed out. I ain't never seen because you ain't never been here. That's another problem. But man, I'd be broke at the word. And I'll tell you one thing, this shepherd, I ain't trying to hold back no tears. Can I tell y'all also what tears do?
What's that?
I'm gonna talk to y'all, all right? All right? I'm gonna talk to y'all. Y'all hear me? If y'all want me to talk to you, want me to speak to you, man, type it in there. Say, type in pastor, just type in talk. I want to make sure we got a little noise. But, you know what I mean? And then whatever, you know, whoever listening, you got ears, you're going to hear anyway. You understand me? Listen. I want y'all all to understand, men, women, and children. You hear me? Ain't nothing wrong with you releasing bottle up stress, bottle up tension, bottle up bitterness, bottle up hate, bottle up envy, bottle up hurt, bottle up disappointment. They talk to you, well, we're just going to be strong. No, you're killing your damn self. Ain't nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you in your prayer closet, dropping 1,000 tears, just going and soak it. Nothing wrong with you snotting.
Be loose.
Nothing wrong. I'm telling you, let yourself, don't bother yourself like you some tough stuff is going to get you. That pride will go before destruction. As a leader, you have to understand, I am a if man wants that anointing, that it hits me, I will drop a tear in a minute. I don't give a damn who see me. I'll be broken. That tear is a sign of brokenness. Humility.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to show. I'm trying to know damn body.
Right.
That's my time.
Yes.
Huh?
Hey, sir.
Shoot. What happens is, here I am, a pastor, a man of authority, and all these young men, they turn, man, pastor's crying. Pastor's broke. But you know what that do? That encourages him.
Yes.
When you release that fountain,
yes,
it gives you freedom. Mm-hmm. It gives you liberty, and it makes you pliable. For y'all to be able to deal with you even more so.
Open the door.
What did the prophet say? The last thing you want. Yes, Yahu said this. The last thing you want. You don't want him to dry up your tears.
No.
I know you ain't never heard that. Don't worry. Listen to me, damn it.
Yeah.
You don't want him to drop your tears.
Yeah.
If you can break your damn flesh, and I'm not talking about just trying to manufacture a damn tear.
Right. No, you ain't got to.
It's either in your heart or it ain't.
Come on.
Some of you so damn proud, you damn cold, hard, callous, granite, anvil, cruel. Ain't never shed a damn tear. You so damn arrogant and egotistical and full of self-will. You don't even know what it even means to be broken. You don't even know what it means to lament. Have you ever prayed, went to the Father and just cried for your own damn sorry ass condition? Have you ever did that before? Oh, wretched man that I am. Nah, some of you, hell no, you too damn arrogant to do that. You too heady and high mind, you too damn lifted up. Do you wonder why after we sitting there up there broken on our knees before the Most High Yah, we come out like lions and stuff? You wonder, well, I think I need a thunder like that, but you ain't never seen the closet.
Yeah.
You never seen the humility.
Yes.
You never seen that.
Yes.
I don't care if it's in the closet or it's out openly. You still can't do it. You can't even manufacture because you're too damn proud. Y'all said it. Y'all truth. Y'all want to hear it.
Come on. Yeah.
You say you want to hear it.
Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God.
And all my help coming from Yah.
who made heaven and earth. When was the last time some of you, no, you cry when somebody do you wrong, but you don't cry because you are wrong.
Ooh, man.
Mm. You so busy down. You know, all relationships. I'm going in here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all done started something.
Yes, sir.
All relationships. The only reason why you experience pain and suffering in every relationship is because you're focused on yourself.
Come on. Oh, selfish. Yep.
You're too busy putting forth a finger. You're thinking everybody else is causing pain, but you don't even, you can't even see the pain. You're causing your own damn self.
True.
Your rackly ass. Can't be instructed, can't be told nothing. I think I need to back off on this, man, because they ain't ready for this. Only the remnant ready for this kind of truth.
Yeah, they got their ears here.
You know, Yahshua, think about the anointing that Yahshua had, man. Think about it. He would preach. And because he always went to a solitude place, a mountain. He would try to get away from the people to go pray, but they followed him. They would follow him up until he just couldn't walk no more, walk on top of the mountain. They're sitting there. 5,000 people, man. Not eating or drinking, but getting fed. By the way, give me that word so I can never thirst, but never hunger.
Yeah.
On top of that mountain. They ain't thinking about no food because that's the well of living water is right there in front of them. The bread of life.
Yeah. Yeah.
The word that sustains them.
Yes. Yes.
The disciples said, you know, Master, you need to send them away. We ain't got no food, but where you gonna feed them then? Would have collected a basket. And inside that basket has a contents, and that contents contain 5 loaves and two fishes. Then Yahshua said, I am the bread of life that came down out of Shemaim. Don't you want some of that living water?
Yes, sir.
Because he said, if any man come and drink here, he will never thirst again. Never!
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect the world to understand this. They ain't supposed to come. It's not for them. If most of y'all ain't dealing with you, ain't chose you, it ain't my, I'm not your issue. I'm just glad I know it.
Hallelujah.
And you should be glad you know if you can hear what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
It should be an encouragement.
It is.
But don't sit up and try to act tough. Tough. Who the hell told you that tough is being sullen, emotionless, stoic? Who told you that shit?
The world.
Well, I didn't fit too good in the world, but I've always been, you call me a crybaby and stuff. And I remember when I was a teenager, that was the worst thing. If I started crying, it was over with. Most people, they had other things, but if a tear come out of my eyes, your ass was dust. It was over with. There was a rage coming out of here. And that's bad when you have rage. And then you also know a discipline behind it. That's really ugly. That's ugly.
Control rage.
Oh, yeah. I remember I was in eighth grade. I whooped the shit out of this damn senior in high school. I beat the living hell out of his ass. I did. I thought I was going to literally kill him. I had about 4 people literally pull me off of him. Literally. Old flesh way. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm not trying to. Listen to me. A broken heart. And a contrite spirit. Yah will not despise.
Yeah.
Is that what it says? No, it don't. Broken spirit and a contrite heart. That's test number 2.
Yeah.
Remember we used to do that years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I would turn around and flip the script around just to see what people would say.
Yeah.
We used to do this shit all the time. Man. I was telling, man, we used to be on shortwave radio and doing that and be like, yeah. I'll tell you what it says. We used to do this all the time. Oh, check it out, man. I had a... what's the name of that radio station, man? There was a radio station. I forget the name of it. These people keep sending me communications, man. They want me to come back on their FM radio stations.
Wow.
Then I expanded up to 30-something stations. So if I was to go live or send in a recording, they can simulcast me, broadcast me to 30 FM radio stations in major cities. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I said, why the hell should I pay for that when everybody's watching free on YouTube?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have the internet, but why?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody listening to AM, FM radio no more.
Barely.
Ain't nobody listening to that mess in the morning. Nobody listening to that. That's a relic. This is not called a Proverbs, right?
Proverbs 3.
To start the first verse. Listen.
My son, forget not my law.
All right. And what does Christianity teach?
I'm done away with.
There you go. See, Harold McNabb said, is what? Done away with. So, in essence, what they're doing is teaching you to forget his what?
Law.
Forget his instructions. Forget his rules. Forget his guidelines.
Yeah.
Forget his law, which is the very nature.
Yeah.
The very makeup, the
yeah.
very spirit,
yeah.
the nemesia
yeah.
of Yah himself. And now, you're taught is the only way with. Yah is the only way with, right? Yeah. Man, boy, my son. Notice the approach, though. We're talking about the intimate relationship right here. Father, son, is that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, didn't he give us the rights to be called the sons of Yah, even
yes.
to them that believe on his name?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Right. My son, forget not my what?
Law.
Read on.
But let your heart.
Let your what?
Your heart.
Come on.
Keep my commandments.
Did we start off that? Early, right?
Yeah. The word.
We did start off on that, right?
Yes, sir.
And let your heart. See, keeping the commandments is more than just being able to quote them.
Mm-hmm.
Like some damn voice box, push box on demand.
True.
No, your heart has to be indicted in a good manner.
Yes,
it has to be your standard operating procedure. You got to love his law
mm-hmm.
more than your own self.
Hallelujah.
More than your next breath.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Did we say that right? With Proverbs 3, right?
Yes, sir.
So if you don't forget his law, and if you guard his commandments,
yes.
you know the word keep. That's English, right?
Right.
The real true translation is guard.
Yes.
Like a protection.
Yes.
You know, if David said, I'm going to hide your word in my heart,
yes.
I'm, you know, that I might not sin
yes.
against you.
Yes.
So if he's telling you to keep his commandments, guard my commandments, that means you're protecting them
yes.
inside his heart, that they're never removed.
Yes.
So the word keep means guard.
Yes.
Everybody all right? Y'all good, right? Guard. Read.
For length of days and long life.
Wait a minute. 70, you're granted. 70 years. By reason of strength, 80. Anything over that, all mercy and grace. But he said, length of
day.
And what?
Long life.
We got the four. Is that right? Then we got the next six.
Yeah.
Respect your father and mother, so your days may be prolonged upon the soil which Yahweh your Elohim giveth you. You do not
murder.
You do not commit adultery. You do not steal. If it ain't yours, leave it alone. You do not. That's one thing we keep doing. Think about that commandment alone and how much there's transgressed. People twisting words, falsified information. You know what I mean? Adding jelly. You understand? Manipulating people's minds and stuff to try to get them to go down this way. You should not bear false witness against your neighbor. Think about that. You should not bear false witness against your what?
Neighbor.
So if you do it with your neighbor, you're going to do it against y'all. Whatsoever you've done the least of these, you've done it also to me, my brother. You know what? Isn't that what it says?
Yes.
That is what it says, right? Y'all talking to all you right there looking in this camera right here. You do not covet your neighbor's house or your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his
female
servant or your neighbor's what?
Ox.
Ox or his
donkey.
Or whatsoever belongs to your neighbors. And of course, then all the people, they saw the thunder and the lightning. Did they not?
Yes.
Then they turn around and beg, don't let them talk to us.
Yes.
Moses, you talk to us. We don't hear no more. And then the Moses, I wouldn't blame. He just started talking to the prophets. Then you got the most, you wanted to hear him, now you don't want to hear him no more. They are wrong. And you think, today, that we're any different. You out of your doubt? Come on, Proverbs, come on, 3. We ain't no damn different. Come on, teach.
For length of days and long life and peace.
And peace. What will they do?
Shall they add to you?
If you just don't forget his law. If you just keep his commandments. I'm going to say something. Can I say something? Sisters, I want all y'all weak-ass sisters to listen to me. Name another ministry in the world where you are literally demanded and commanded to be a chaste keeper at home. Your husband is to go out and to carve out and to provide a living for you, feed you, clothe you, protect you, take care of you. Also, your ass can get fat and rebel against your authority. Because whatever you do to your husband, you do to Jesus. Also, you can sit up here and focus on your death. But not focus on the family, focus on me. With your selfish ass. With your selfish, funky ass. See, I'm the type of man. If I choose to put you in my family, you're in my family based on my favor because I don't need you. I can function without you. I can go find somebody better. The ideal is you be better. I don't want nobody. If I wanted somebody else better, I would have chose them. But if you're in my family, you're here because I know you can be better. I'm using me as an example. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
Because if you can't get better, I promise I can find somebody better. I promise you that. Because I'm the man. I'm the authority here.
Yes.
Is that making sense?
Amen.
I'm in the stead of Yah.
Yes, sir.
That's why I try to teach y'all something. Don't think your ass can't be replaced. Ain't nobody going to play your dumb ass stupid games all the rest of the days of your life thinking that we're bound by you because of the false doctrine of Christianity.
Hallelujah.
No, if you don't go as I would have you to go, put your ass away. Goodbye, good riddance, serenata, and so the damn hell along. Gave you a chance. Gave you a chance to be the perfect woman in this world where you would have never had an opportunity in anywhere else. This is real talk. Your ass think you some type of damn prize. Hold for a second. Go to Ephesians 5:22.
Come on.
We're going to come back to Proverbs for a second.
Yeah.
We detouring for a second.
Yeah.
I promise you, I'm very long-suffering as a man. I do. I am. And I'm very long-suffering. I will run long suffering till it can't be ran no damn more. And the one thing y'all have not learned about a straightway, and all of you out there, the one thing you ain't learned, all of us, no matter how much we love men, we're willing to suffer loss. People, you ain't listen to me. Teacher Shane, brother, I remember your first wife, and you had three children. Sebastian was the oldest, right?
Yolanda was the oldest.
No, I'm talking about the male.
Yeah.
I know Yolanda, the female, was the oldest.
Yes.
Then Sebastian, then you had the
Joshua.
Yes. Joshua.
Yeah.
And teacher, do you not love your children?
Yes, sir, I do.
It's just in us. Now watch this. Teacher, how old was Joshua when you came to assembly one day, keeping the Sabbath, and you went back home, and that damn Jezebel witch-ass woman took your seed, your family, and left? So you didn't hear nothing from them, couldn't find them or nothing. How old was your youngest Joshua?
3 months.
3 what?
3 months.
3 months. 3 months. Y'all listening? So don't think that in this ministry you got anchor babies, because that shit don't work with us. Nobody comes before the Most High, and you damn sure don't. We're trying to teach y'all to get the same mindset we've got.
Yeah.
You love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your spirit. And then the second is like unto the first, which is love your neighbor as yourself. Get that through your thick-ass heads.
Yes.
Think we bullshitting around. We ain't playing with this. You may be playing with this because you've been a hypocrite all your damn life. Some of you out there, when you come to straight with them, the reason why the name is spelled that way, straight, because we ain't playing no damn game. Everybody else I'm concerned with, you can play all the games you want in this life. But I tell you one damn thing, let it not be named once amongst us that it's called Israel. I ain't playing no damn game. I'm serious, man. I'm so serious about this.
Hallelujah.
You think you bad and shit? Wait till you see my bad. Wait till it's my turn for my game to begin. And I'm speaking for all righteous men.
Hallelujah.
Keep up your shit and your foulness. Thank you. You got us wrapped around a damn peak of your finger. And then wait till the damn rope is pulling. And let's see how strong you are. Men, if I'm telling the truth, cut me in, men. I'm serious about this, bro. I'm straight up serious about this. I learned long suffering from y'all. And then I watched David, his servant, and I learned it from him. And not only that, he put a spear down inside of me. But I tell you what, I ain't going to tolerate foolishness too much long.
Yeah.
How many times you see people who try to approach me and count meekness for weakness,
yes,
and then they end up getting the short end of the damn stick?
Oh, yes, many times.
Because you
yes.
thought you was all together.
Yes.
And never mind. Never damn mind. I'm trying to... You can't speak to this damn retarded-ass, arrogant-ass generation, though. But somebody, I mean, the prophet Isaiah said hell had to enlarge itself. There's a lot of folks going there. How old was Joshua?
3 months.
3 months. I'm going to tell you what, I ain't got nobody in this world I love more than y'all. Nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. There's nothing between my soul and my Savior. And all you men... You better get that through your damn thick head, because guess what? Without him, you can't live. Without him, you can't move. Without him, you can't breathe. And the family that you got, he the one who gave it to you.
Yeah.
And just as the Most High giver, he can damn sure take us away.
Yeah.
And blessed be the name of Yah. That's what Job said, isn't it?
Yeah.
And blessed be
Yahweh
Elohim. I'm sorry for the A. We're building men in this place. Straight up. Now that's some damn honor and humility. Ephesians 5:22. Come on with it, teach. Read the verse 24.
Wives, submit yourselves
unto your own husband.
No wise control.
Submit.
Manipulate.
Submit.
Surmise.
Submit.
Dominate.
Submit.
Your own what?
Your own husband.
As I will do this.
As unto the master.
As unto who?
The master.
Come on.
Well, the husband
is the what?
Is the head of the wife.
Sorry, women, you ain't got no damn penis between your legs. That's obvious. You ain't coming into him, he's coming into you. That's right.
Yeah.
You ain't got no seed, he bears seed.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? I seen a sorry ass so-called apology that your ex-wife did. 20-something years later, after the children are grown and stuff, she sends him a communique. I'm sorry. Yeah, you are sorry. You're a piece of shit. That's exactly what you are. And hell is your damn home. That's the man of y'all over there. And you thought that you could sit up there and manipulate and control him and move him away from the Father to worship your ass? Now, you got another damn thing coming. That's an old song like that, ain't it? You got another damn... not only but once, but twice. You can forget it. It ain't happening. When a man meets Yah,
yes,
you can forget it.
Oh, yeah.
And she thinks after 20-something damn years, the man was robbed of affection from his children. Robbed of their love, his love. The children robbed his love. Robbed of his time and attention. And you think your ass is going to the same Shemaim to heal that has done labored in his vineyard to keep his commandments all the days of his life? You out of your damn mind. You are out of your damn mind. See, we know y'all lost.
Yeah, there you go.
Play that Christian shit you want to, we'll see. Because one thing I know about y'all is that he's just.
He is, yeah.
Y'all hear what I said? The one thing I know about y'all, he is just.
He is just.
Yep.
Just.
Now rise your ass up you want to. There ain't no woman in this ministry right here. They should be strong behind their men and be a support and a pillar, just like Joshua and Caleb was holding up Moses' arm.
Yes.
Elder does the same thing. Rebellious ass wife, took children, took seed, based on the same. You hear me? No, we got testimony, man. Brother, we have five. Elder Rufus told not only his ex-wife but all his children, you can all go to a living burning hell. Think about that. I hope and pray that the fear of Yah does not depart from your heart, because this world, man, they give y'all benefits. They give y'all ultimatums. Ooh, don't they?
Yes.
Man, they got you wrapped. They got you selling out righteousness. Come on, teach, read.
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Messiah is head of the assembly.
For the husband is the head of the wife.
Yes.
Even as, no, that's a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Even as the Messiah is the head of the...
Yes.
So therefore what?
And he is the Savior
of the what?
Of the body.
So that means your husband is the Savior of your body.
Come on.
I had a couple brothers this past weekend, right? Pastor. Beautiful fat. Thank you for being an example. Your whole house, it just looks at peace. They seem like they're loving life, enjoying the Most High. You understand what I mean? Hallelujah. Hope it stays that way.
Hallelujah.
But I do know one damn thing.
What's that?
I ain't leaving the path.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
this first wife of his, thought she had him, right? He can get married to another woman and make another child. Just like she go out and make other children with other men. But they won't be righteous. She's righteous. And anytime you get married, there's no guarantee. With the way the devil fighting today, there's no guarantee people going to stay in the faith. They can't take correction.
Mm-hmm.
They can't take discipline and instruction. Matter of fact, y'all going to go even farther.
Come on with it.
Most people today.
Come on.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you what, I'm going to, if y'all want to hear this, y'all want to hear this one?
Yes, sir.
I said most people today, I'm going to show you the zenith of pride. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
For most people today, they cannot. I tell you what, if you want to hear it, type in the word here. I hope that some of you want to hear this, because see, when I say this right here, this is a whole nother level.
Come on.
You hear me, McNabb? You taking notes, son? This is a whole nother level right here, what I'm getting ready to put out right. This is a whole nother level, wrapped up in one word. Come on, you want to hear it? Type it in now. They still rolling. They want to hear it.
You know, I still can't comment on your page.
Why? They blocked or something?
I guess so.
And we'll try to figure out something.
I can't even send you, what do you call it?
A minute?
Super chat.
A super chat?
Super chat.
Really? Oh, we got another one now. Who knows what it is? That ain't no big deal, son. You know what I mean? I know what your heart is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you got that right. I always do tell the truth, because I ain't got no time for compromise. Y'all want to hear? Y'all ready to hear? Y'all ready to hear it out there?
Yes, sir.
Most of you, and I'm going to say the majority of you, you'll never reach the next level because you can't even suffer yourself to be defrauded. When the Messiah was standing before Pilate and them, did he not keep his mouth shut?
Oh, yes.
Did he not?
Oh, yes.
He's like a lamb.
Yes.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Didn't say a word. Getting ready to have a knife put through his throat, didn't say a word. Is that right?
Right.
It's just sad. You just don't have the humility to be able to have endurance substance. And I'm going to say another word. I'm throwing a lot of words in here tonight. That's because, listen, you don't have to be old and have gray hair on your face to understand and comprehend and know what tenure is. A wise man listens to wise counsel and wise things. A fool, they shrug their shoulders and continue to keep going on. You understand what I mean? That's the reason why the Apostle Saul will say, listen, don't let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of a believer. You understand what I mean? You got people all the time, they're going to look at you, well, how old are you? That don't mean shit. You're an old fool. But you can't say that. Let the old man that's with you call the old man a fool and set his ass straight. You understand what I mean? Hell, Mitch, that's a wise young man. That's a wise young man. I'm telling you, that's a wise young man. He is. I'm not saying he got his faults that got to be fine-tuned like everybody else. But with what he know and what he's practicing doing, he's been about as wise as you can be. You hear me? I said the problem with many of you is you can't even suffer yourself to be defrauded. Even if somebody accuses you of wrong and you know you're innocent, you can't even take the wrong. You can't even take the wrong! But you wise. No. You are they that justify yourself among yourself, but y'all know your heart.
Yes.
That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of y'all. You don't know the word like you think it. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. If you think yourself in that word with me, you're out of your damn mind. I'm hoping you can learn from this so that when your time comes, it's going to come. Because you're going to deal with some young whippersnapper who thinks he's more wiser than you. Black McGee. Magoo. Don't run around looking like a damn black-ass ape.
Yep. Two belly, two.
Yeah.
Three belly.
Mm-hmm. McNabb,
yes,
as a young man, stay strong. Even when you get in your older age, stay strong. Because then there's going to be some young guys, they think they can come up and... And I'm not, first of all, if they're wise, they won't even try to challenge anyway. They just don't think they're.
Mm-hmm.
See, real strength is right here.
Yes.
It's not in physical. It's right here. Everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing all right? I just want to check in with y'all, make sure. Because sometimes I don't want to, you know, get us caught up talking to each other and then y'all, come on, we know y'all there. You finished Ephesians 5, right?
Yeah.
Finish it up real quick, man. We got three things working. Well, we got two. Get ready to work on three. And I'm gonna give y'all proof text to prove what I'm saying, all right? Because I love you all so much. I promise you I do. I love you enough to give you the truth. You understand what that means? What I'm saying is I love you enough to give you the truth, and I'm willing for you to be offended at it. That's a lot of wisdom sayings coming on. Man, we are. Boom! We dropping it tonight. Daniel, are you paying attention, Daniel? Kabir, are you paying attention? Boom! We dropping it. Now you see the reason why these damn theologians, they get all the candlesticks up? Because they may, no, they're sanctioned by the cemeteries.
Yes.
They don't live the message. You can't mess around with y'all anointed. Anyway, whatever. I hope y'all really digesting this. Finish up, teach.
Therefore, as the assembly is subject unto Messiah.
Now, that's the whole congregation, right?
Yes.
Subject to Messiah. Let's get back to you wives. Don't give your ass no damn pass. So let the what?
So let the wives
be what?
Be to their own husband.
In what? Some things?
In everything.
A few things.
Everything.
Talk to me any damn way you think you want to, and then challenge me as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Any damn way you want to. One day, your grace will run out. Does y'all grace and favor run out?
Yes, it
does. Okay, this is why you think y'all gave us up over to the nations. Because his favor ran out one damn day. Did Vesty favor run out?
Yes,
oh, hell yeah, it did run out.
Yes, it did.
Listen, woman, you ain't secure, and your ass is not replaceable. Y'all want some of the super enzymes, man? Okay.
Yeah.
I can give you some of them myself, don't I?
Yeah.
Shit. And let me say, I say this in all humility and fear, and I say this as a man that knows how to love. And you know the reason why I know how to love? Do y'all want to know? If you want to know how I know how to love, type in love. No, we got to do this, man. That's how you keep the tension, right?
You appreciate
it. Just type it in. We'll be here, I'm telling you. I'm going to prove to you, and I know I'm loved. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Perfect love casteth out all fear. And there is no fear in love. Who can say it better than that? It's written, man. Who can say that?
Yeah.
I teach that.
Yeah.
David said, I'm going to hide your word about people ask me all the time. Pastor Bob, do you just sit and study and no, I don't. It's just in there.
Yes. Hallelujah of the truth.
Okay. If I don't have a message on Shabbat morning, I'm gonna tell y'all a secret, all right? Even when I do the PowerPoint, I've used the PowerPoint just so people can see the word, right? But even if I do a PowerPoint, I never know how the message is gonna go. I never know how the Holy Spirit is going to lead.
Very true.
I could be sitting there thinking it's going to go one way.
Yeah.
Totally 100% opposite by the way we get up there.
Yeah.
That's how you let the Holy Spirit rule.
Yeah.
You give it. He's already got dominion.
Yes, sir.
But he's not going to sit there and push your ass aside
Amen. In
order to be up front. He's going to wait to be invited.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always welcome where I preach.
Hallelujah.
I don't even want to be saved.
Hallelujah.
I want to be diminished
yeah.
to hell with Pastor Dow.
Yeah, increase.
I want to see what the Yah.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all get that?
Yes, sir.
I want to see what Yah got to say. I do. We still got to work our way. We got a few minutes to work our way back around to Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 6. And we'll try our best to get some wisdom. We're going to try. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Tell you what, I'm going to take a break here for a second. Now, remember, Sister Winter, she's going to send us in a new audio. And Brother Steve, thank y'all for you and Sister Winter for the coffee. Thank you very much. So, I'm going to give Sister Winter, remember, it's not 6:32. We no longer have the 506 Ellington Parkway or the P.O. Box 32. It's only 641. Number 7. So, kindly, if you can, use some self-autonomy. Exercise the art of hearing and hear what they're saying,
Shalom,
okay?
This is Sister Wendy. Right
back.
I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Since
We're going to judge the world.
Right.
The cosmos.
Right.
Come on.
Know you not that we shall judge angels?
Now, we already proved that we're going to be over them, right? Come on.
How much more things that pertain to this life?
No, it didn't say life to come, but things pertaining to
this life.
So you people who haven't had any experience and stuff, and you think that you comprehend and know everything there is about life, listen. It's sad to say, but it's true. Why do people got to wait till you get old or wait till you get gray hair on your face before they want to hear you? Foolishness, isn't it?
Yes.
Let me see. I heard a wise man say, "Why shall a young man mend his ways?" And the way he does it is by taking heed to the word of Yah. That's how he does it. And mind you, what I'm quoting is saying, it don't come from my own mind. Do like Bereans. If you hear me stop all of a sudden and I make a quotation, just search it out.
Search out the mind.
And see what I'm saying. See, am I speaking of my own mind? Because I personally don't think we can improve on Yah. I think that the law, the prophets, that come before us, I think they had the wisdom.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what. I think that Moses and the prophets had so much wisdom that the apostles never quoted anything outside of Scripture.
True.
Go try that on. For size.
Mr.
and Mrs. Know-It-All. Think about that. Everybody want to take issue with Saul, Saul, Paul.
Yeah.
Call him a false apostle. Well, to call him a false apostle is to call the law false. Because I can't tell you how many times he quoted directly from the law. Just because you don't have any understanding or comprehension or, let's say, overstanding, that don't mean. And let's go back a little bit. Let's stop this foolishness nonsense. Because you're in the midst of this wicked and perverse generation, who made you the sum of all wisdom and the epitome of all righteousness? That you can judge somebody who lived righteously. And you've been subject to sin all your vain-ass life. There's a reason why he got books and letters given to other people who were serious-minded. You ain't got shit. Most I'm using you and your words to draw anybody to the Most High Yah. How in the world are you going to improve on wisdom? Literally apply knowledge.
I mean.
And I'm going to say it again. Why is it that all the apostles always went back to the law? Read on, teach.
If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life.
If you got judgment of things pertaining to what?
This life.
You know, I love each and every last one of you. I'm only hoping, I'm truly hoping that we can all make it. I already know I'm going to make it. How do you know, Pastor? Well, I had this thing called a vision and a dream. I'm just living life, and I'm watching it being unfolded as we go. Vision and a dream. And it's scary what I see about this vision and dream.
Yes.
Because I'm really, truly hoping that the Most High Yah comes in my lifetime.
Yes.
I'm going to say something here. You ready? Remember me talking about how I saw me on the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw my children below?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, sound, bright light, and we were all caught up.
Yes.
I got a little Hezekiah. There's probably another one coming on the way. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Don't let us think we're too damn arrogant and we can figure out the will of Yah. Here we are caught up in Greek, English monogamy. It could be them.
Yeah.
You don't never damn. I'm saying, see, you people, you live in a damn fairy tale wonderland. I be thinking on Yah all the time. I think on his ways all the time. Just because I ain't communicating, don't mean you better get your heart right.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Man, I can show you anyway. Let's go on. I'll be here stretching out. Don't want to stretch it out. I could be here all night long. Read on, teacher.
Then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life. Set them to judge who are least esteemed.
Set them to judge who are the what?
Least esteemed.
You know who is esteemed, right? The people young, nobody want to hear from, you know what I mean? Because the old people are arrogant as hell. They don't think that nobody can tell. Young people know the word, too, just like you do. Read.
Judge them who are least esteemed in the assembly. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you?
Wait a minute. Well, at least a wise man among you? Come on.
No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren.
And you know what? The problem today is nobody wants to be judged. You know what everybody want to do? Let's say me and McNabb have an off between each other, right? We want to bicker and fight back and forth with each other. One of us say, you know what? It's obvious that we can't see eye to eye in this. So let's bring somebody else in. No, we don't need to bring nobody else in. No, no. But the word says, out of the mouth of what? Two or more witnesses. The word says, if you got a conflict between each other, do you turn around and you bring somebody else in and let them hear it matter? If you still disagree, bring in one more. And if you still disagree, bring them before the whole assembly.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that on every damn matter. I don't care what it is. Are you?
Right
order. No, I'm not because I ain't to hell with being right.
Yeah.
I do that because I want to be right.
Yeah. You're right. That's the way.
That's
righteous. That is the way.
Israel, if it's true Israel, they ain't taking no damn bribes.
Right.
This ain't the damn world.
Yeah.
We ain't taking no damn bribe, because to take a bribe, your ass would be like corn, Dathan, and Abiram. Damn earth will swallow your ass up. You'll do that just straight up.
Yes.
Somebody got that in the fear of the Most High, I'm telling you. And a righteous man always, I threw that word in there.
Always.
I threw the word always in there. Because the book says a righteous man loves judgment. Loves it. Loves it. Yearns for it. You know why?
He
want to be right. He could be wrong.
Right.
As long as I get a judgment and I have an opportunity to be right, all praise to the Most High God.
Well, what is the problem?
All praise to the Most High God. All praise to the Most High God. Tell me them pride shit.
I mean,
well, you just always want to be. No, I don't want to be right. But if I am right, I'm going to fight to be right.
Yeah.
If I'm wrong and shit, you're not going to be the one to reveal it to me.
Right.
You're going to have some witnesses coming in here with a greater testimony. That's why y'all got it set up that way.
Amen.
That is our appellate court.
Yes.
That's our court of appeal.
Yes.
And then by the time we get before the Senate, that's our Supreme Court.
Yes.
Thank me a fool.
Hallelujah. That's good.
We know.
But brother, goes to law with brother. And that before the unbelievers? Now therefore there is utterly a fault among you. Because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded?
In other words, if you really truly believe, first of all, you don't want to go to law. And then, first of all, you got people who want to take you to an unjust court. That's what they call law, right? In this case, if that's the way you want to go, I'd rather be defrauded. I literally would rather be defrauded. But he goes on to say, watch this.
Hey, you do wrong.
You do what?
You do wrong.
You do what?
You do wrong.
You want to go out and appeal to all these damn unconverted, undown translated, ain't even born again unbelievers, people who will side with you. Read on.
Then you do wrong and defraud.
And you do what?
Defraud.
And you do what?
Defraud.
Come on.
And that your brethren.
Hear that?
Yes, sir.
This is people grasping for straws, looking for anyone that will agree. There you go. There you go, sir. You got it. Come on.
No, you not. That the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah.
You know where in hell they're going to do it. Listen, teachers, you've been with me for a long time.
Oh, yes.
We wasted 30 years of our life to be unrighteous.
True.
You hear this?
Yes,
I'm serious, brother. We ain't playing no games. I mean, if we know we're going to hell, why not just live it up?
Right.
Why not just, if we're going to go to, let's go to hell in the bank. Let's just do it with a hand. At least one damn thing, we live it up. But since we're here in the kingdom,
yes.
And we are in the kingdom,
right.
I ain't got no time for this foolishness. Even if I got I would literally take the fault to be wrong, and I would be the prophet,
yes.
Just so you can be exalted.
Yes.
Fine, good, I'm wrong.
I mean, that's the constraint of the guy he's put on us.
You be right. Gonna be right. You get it? You're going to be right. Going to be right.
Then
I know this. You can't reach your ass in this world. Can't even reach the people in this world.
True.
I do know this. I know one thing with the Most High God, that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I don't give a damn how many folks. You can, in this world, you can have a whole damn county against you. This old county against us. Does that make us wrong because of the whole damn county beard? No, hell no. You got 22,000 bastards up here.
Yes.
Just because you in your own damn mind. Come on, let's get up here. Let's put it up before. Bring your damn. Come on. They ain't willing to do that.
Hello.
I don't want to hear that shit, man. You ain't even tell you think you know, but you don't know. We don't teach. Man, this is crazy. You learn anything,
sir? Yes, sir.
Everything that he's getting ready to run down is everything that this generation has a problem with. Preach.
Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yah.
And watch this. So you already know that, right? And then he reminds us, what he say?
And such were some of you.
So when you want to say, well, I wasn't like that, you're still wicked as hell. Or I didn't do that, you're still wicked as hell. I never had that experience. You still wicked as hell.
Yes.
The bottom line is such were some of you. But now you're what?
You're washed.
And you're what?
You're sanctified.
Sanctified.
Yes.
And you're what?
You're justified.
Declared righteous. Come on.
Yes,
in the name of Master Jesus. And by the spirit of our Elohim.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
All because of him. Not because you've done a damn thing. Because you chose to walk in that vein that he has already put forth. Walk in that path. Accept that covenant. So don't give me nothing. Man, stop with the damn arrogant shit.
Yes.
Thinking you've already arrived.
Hallelujah.
Listen, I've been doing this for a long time. I ain't tired yet. And I still don't even approach this as if I've arrived. I only count myself as one that is apprehended.
You've been apprehended.
I've been
lassoed.
But the one reason why I do got the victory,
yes,
is because I forget those things that are behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I press toward the mark.
Toward
the pride. Of the high calling. Of Yah. In Messiah.
Yes.
Yahshua.
Yes, yes.
So where is this condemnation? Man.
Therefore now. No.
No.
You ain't gonna do it. Not here, you ain't gonna do it. Well, we. Come on, man. You gonna try to condemn me? Come on, man. Hit me with the best shine. Fire.
stupid. Foolish.
Can you tell we've been in His Word, living His Word, not for it? It's the Word is our essence.
It is.
It's our victory. Matter of fact, it's our motivation. It's our joy. The joy of Yah is our strength. Go on. We got to finish up on Proverbs 3. We got, and then we're going to turn. Lies in, come on, night, right? It is coming. Do you know? You'll soon?
I haven't heard anything other.
Daniel, y'all has better start communicating instead of us sitting up here speculating every damn Shabbat if y'all coming on or not. We got over 200 plus, probably what, 800 people watching it live then every damn night, and y'all don't even want to communicate. Daniel, live then. Love my brother. I love you, man. I do. Let me see. Daniel.
30, 40.
Oh, yeah, I'm holding up. I'm teetering on the edge or old enough to be his dad, I think I am. I'm not old enough to be Rob Mathis' dad. Nah, I'm like an older brother than him. Daniel, if I was promiscuous, I'd probably be his dad, you know what I mean? Daniel, good brother.
Hallelujah, yes he is.
Mm-hmm.
Love my
man. Damn good brother. We got some good... You know what? What I noticed about the old NFL brothers, you know, they thought that good. You know, they had such a camaraderie in the locker room, and they'll tell you the locker room has nothing compared to this because this is a serious brotherhood.
Yes, it is.
How many places you travel to, man? When you go. We've been to family reunions. It wasn't no damn family reunion, man. Because ain't no, if that's family, we don't need no reunions. We don't. I don't want no family reunions. I love my family and Yah.
Yes.
Is that right? I do. I'm true. I love my family and Yah. I don't give a shit about my natural family. You know why? Don't set up that natural family and tell me you give a shit about me because you ain't never once even tried to reach out to expose yourself to me. Not once. You made that choice and decision. I mean, you was religious before I was even born. So now, all of a sudden, you found out that one that was snatching crumbs at your table had been chosen by Yah. Now what the hell you do?
Mm.
We're going to call you on your damn hypocrisy. Now you're getting old, gray-headed, and bruised and shit, and you're still full of shit. What do you do then? Mm. I know you're watching. I know they're watching. I know all you people from Old House of Prayer. I know y'all here listening.
Yeah.
I know you, Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
I know you listening with your fat ass. I know you listening. I know y'all watching.
Yeah.
Y'all watching every damn thing that's going on because you ain't got nothing better to do. And you watching the Most High Yah use us still in strength and power of the Most High Yah. Blessed be the name of Yahshua. Let me say His name. Y'all hate to hear Jesus.
Yeah.
Y'all choke up on some shit like that while y'all ass be damn diseased and full of unrighteousness. Damn pigs. Hmm? Damn pigs!
Yes.
Proverbs 3. Where we leave off at?
Verse 3.
Read on.
Let not mercy and truth forsake you.
Come on.
Bind them about your neck.
And?
Write them upon the table of your heart.
Come on.
So, shall you find favor.
And what?
And good understanding.
Come on.
In the sight of Yah.
And
men.
You get it with Yah first and man, right? Read on.
Trust in Yah with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. Standing.
But in all your what?
In all your ways.
We got to slow down, slow down. In all your
ways.
You hear what it said? And in all your
ways.
One more time. And in all your
ways. Your ways.
Thank you very much. Emphasis added.
Yes.
And in all your ways, do what?
Acknowledge
do what?
Him.
I don't think y'all get to just do today. I think people just be dropping God, Jesus, y'all. No, he's really, truly not honored. Y'all hear me? Hold on. He says, in all your ways do what?
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him, and then he'll do what?
And he shall direct your path.
So how does he direct our paths? According to Jeremiah 29:4, you're going to be carried away captive. You'll be going into a foreign land. When you get there, I want you to build houses. I want you to plant vineyards. But you want the damn heathen where you carry captive to build your shit for you. He clearly told you, I'm setting you up to be built, and I am the one that put you there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
You listen?
Yes, sir.
Every community that is prospering in this way is because they're doing exactly after the lead they see with me.
Yes. Very much so.
Which all I'm doing is following the blueprint.
That's
one. Yes. Look at Elder Mitch. Look at Daniel now. They're building the ass off. Look at El Ruth of them. They're building the ass off. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
They're doing that because they're following me as I.
1 Corinthians 11:1. Yes.
Go there real quick. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
I'm not, listen. I'm not from them grand ass man. You hear me? I'm the least of all men. I just got myself at least on man because I'm willing to do what y'all says. Make sense now?
Yes, sir. Yep. That's
third. Read.
Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Messiah.
You think about that. That was the Apostle Paul saying there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I promise you this. I'm the only man in this generation that can say the exact same thing. I'm telling you right now, you follow me as I follow Messiah, you will see the fruits of Messiah in your life.
Yes, true. Very true.
Enough bumping down gums. Okay. Enough talking shit.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this. All praises to the Most High God.
Yeah.
You hear me?
I got you.
No, straight up.
Yes,
I'm going to say all praises.
It's real.
But you got to have somebody in front of you.
Yeah.
In case you forgot, when he talked to us on the damn Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
We said, we don't hear from you no more.
Right.
And my, hey, Most High is good. I'm going to talk to you through these men right here. Now, everybody got a revelation in here. Full of shit.
Yeah.
Full of shit.
Yeah.
You ain't getting out. Everybody ain't hearing shit.
Oh,
sorry, teach. Go to Jeremiah 29:4.
Yeah.
See, the reason why people can take my words and they can take it to heart because there's an example in front of them.
Live it.
No, I live it.
Yeah.
But see, I also have a support base behind me. I have my own solid family. I have Mother Carol. I have Nellie Summer and his Kaya. I have Teacher Shane, Elder Bill, the ministry.
Yeah.
Right here. Right there. Wherever we going, whatever endeavors. We're doing it for y'all.
Yes.
Don't give a shit about this world. I'm serious, man. The problem with this world is that people try to set up roots in this life. Have you ever seen a grave hole before? That shit square?
Yes, sir.
They dig that shit 6 feet. We dig off 7. About 4 feet, 5 feet wide. Rich and poor. You all go to the same damn dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Be whatever the hell you want to in this life.
Yes, right. Yes.
You're all gonna have the same earth.
You come from it, you go back to it. Yes.
From dust to earth, dust your ass will return. Ain't gonna be no gold dust mingling in between it either.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogant ass. And mind you, I say this in all humility. It's just that I have the zeal of Yah.
Yeah.
At times it consumes, eats up. Yeah, it eats up. You understand what I mean? Because of the damn perversion that is amongst us.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wickedness that is amongst us. The arrogance, the audacity that is amongst us.
Yes.
I can't, it just can't fit.
Fair enough.
Go on, Teach.
Thus says the Master of Hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives,
free,
whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon.
Read.
Build you houses.
Build what?
Build you houses.
So I'll ask you a question. Why does Pastor Dow, Elder Doug, I'm looking at this house I'm in right now. Matter of fact, Elder Doug wasn't even here when I built this house. Teacher Shane was here. And we didn't know shit. He come home from work and be, I'm telling you, he work all day at Walmart. They come here contributing him and Deacon Bell. You looking at a damn soldier, laborers in the Most High, in the workforce. We ain't no shit. You hear me? Now, I'm going to show you something. We so damn dumb. We so stupid. I guarantee you, 95% of the people out there don't even know all the different type of roofs I'm getting ready to talk about. Well, you won't bet. And I'm going to keep it basic. All right, I've got, just in this home alone, you hear me? I have a gable connected to a hill with a valley. Are you following me? Watch this. And with the hill roof, there's a thing called a compound matter cut. There's two cuts. You got to make on one board in order to make it be able to fit in a corner. As dumb as I am, at least you perceive me to be dumb, or you think I'm dumb. How the hell did this house get built before anybody got here? Or the old dining hall? Or the shower house? Are you hearing me? Elder Doug is the one that came and taught me how the roof was out of square. Elder Doug is the one who taught me how to build decks. But he couldn't teach me shit as far as square of a concrete building. I had that shit down. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And then him and I, we worked together. And then when Deacon Bell, Teacher Shane coming, man, we would do the shit. And Brother Rich, we would get it going. The old tabernacle, 80% of this community was built before any of y'all damn new breed even stepped foot on this land. Foundations laid, ain't no leaking, no cracking, no none of this shit from us dumbass people. Now, I did take the advice of one construction dude who thought he knew the shit.
Yeah.
And I said, and I've been, how many times have I made all types of damn restitution to keep that damn wall from bending over on us because of the rebar, and I'll put pillars up and pylons up and everything, all because he told me, he said, if you take a back hole, walk it down about 6 inches and stuff, it'll be all right. And that shit been bending ever since. We finally just stopped it. So when you go to that old dining hall and you see those big-ass concrete, there's some big-ass concrete pillars there, brother. That's what's keeping that wall from falling. Because I paid attention to somebody who thought they knew every damn thing because they thought conventional wisdom works out here. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Right now, I'm sitting above a hill valley roof that's got a compound mounted cut at a 412 pitch. With a gable in. Don't sit up there and tell me, listen, you may think me to be a fool or well, good. Be whatever you want. I promise you this. I don't need none of these brothers out here to build a building. I can deal with the old guard that I came out here with, we can still build every damn thing we've ever done out here. Ever done out here. Am I right, Teach? Still do every damn thing. I promise you. We ain't stupid. Just because we don't do shit the way that the world does, we ain't stupid. And I still, till this day, I ain't met no damn man who sat up there and brag his ass off to be some damn worker. Still, I work me. I can be in this damn office. I can literally be in his office. I can be in his office 4 or 5 damn months, and I will get my ass out there, and I will literally bust every old-ass man and young man's ass off every single damn day of a month and a year. Land blocks. And if you don't think so, lay block for block with me, pick up block for block with me, mix block for block, carry everything with me. Let's do it. And I don't say that in pride and arrogance. I say that because when I look at you, I look at Brother Brett, I look at JC, I look at Brother Scott, these brothers, are they not following our vein, Teach? Are they not following our vein? I just don't want them corrupted. I don't want them to have that worldly down spirit on them. This ain't no competition.
No.
Everything is about y'all. This ain't no big ass you, big ass I, big ass me, big ass you. You understand me? It's about Israel. But if I got to humble your ass, I promise I can humble you. And most people think they're willing to go to the brink. You ain't willing to go to the brink until you've seen it. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
We good?
All right.
I just want to make sure everybody's all right, man, because we don't want nobody offending us. We're a Shabbat, man. We got Shabbat morning.
Nobody defraud.
Nobody defraud. I don't give a shit your ass. You're defraud. Test my boss. Just go up to me personally and make a personal challenge. Test my boss. We'll see.
God is
who was that said, I keep myself? I do that for a reason. Listen, I'm going to be 75 years old. I'm going to still be talking shit. I don't care if I got a damn cane, one leg, and a kickstand. I just want the best out of you. You hear me? I already know I can't do it. You may not know because I'm talking shit. I just want the best out of you for y'all because y'all gave us his best. And besides, somebody say all praise to the Lord. Somebody say all praise to the Most High Yah. All praise to the Most High Yah.
Hallelujah.
Young and old. And if y'all still think I'm playing games and shit, you want to test that soul? Let's prove it. I'll be the first one out on the field. Building field, battlefield, next one down there. Let's get out there. I don't know if I'm ready for a battlefield no more, though. I think Ranger and Frogman got me beat on that shit. Because I think Frogman is like 20 years behind me, Gideon like 10 years plus behind me. My shit's over. I want to play sniper. I can do that.
You got you.
My shit, I can do that. But you understand what I mean. But when it comes to this building shit, I don't give a damn who you are. Bring your ass out there. We will test you. And we will prove you. And we will try you to see what the hell you think you are. Come 4 or 5 o'clock, we start at 6 o'clock in the morning, you see me and teacher still going. Your ass waiting for dinner. we still going. We'll see what you got. Enough with words. You hear me? Young men. It's going to take this type of tenacity. Damn, we're 20 minutes out of here, man. Finish. Come on, Proverbs. Come on, man. Finish Proverbs 3, man.
It's going to take this tenacity.
Yeah, it's going to take this. We'll stop right there. Come on, teach. Come on.
Build you houses.
Dwell in them.
Plant gardens. And eat the fruit of them.
Have we not done it here straightway?
Oh, yeah.
Have we not built houses?
Oh, yes.
Have we not dwelled in him?
Oh, yes.
Have we not planted gardens?
Oh, yes. Sir.
Have we not eaten the fruit there?
Oh, yes.
And these people claim to be Israelites out here. They ain't planted one damn bit. They ain't built one damn house.
No.
You're all hypocrites. You bunch of word-smith, playing, mouth-licking hypocrites. I don't care who you are. IUIC, GOCC, ISUPK, y'all punks, y'all sissies, y'all bastards. You don't even know what the hell the Israelite really. You're not an agriculture people. You're literally not an agriculture people. You're only Israel by words, but not in deed. Love not in word, but in deed. You can't do it. You can't do it. And you talk all this shit against the nations, but then y'all turn around and use Cornelius to rebuke your ass. He turned around and used Esther and rebuke your ass. Esther 8:17. Defile your ass. See, you want to ban all these words and stuff because you set up these classrooms and bat scriptures with all these people that don't know shit. Well, we here. Shall we begin?
Yeah, right.
We here. Shall we begin?
Yeah,
you're not dealing with no damn novices here. Shall we begin? Does that make sense? Can't get no more plainer than that.
Yeah.
All right. So my side is working on that contribution that y'all was giving on the new Cash App. We're going to get it all squared away. Oh, bless y'all. Romney says, oh, I got to put my damn peeps on. He says, can you explain where in the Bible does it say Israelites are the truth and Christians are false using scripture and how cursing is okay? See, we're dealing with an ignorant person. I tell you what, I'm going to do like y'all should do. Tell me what cursing is. See, is that simple?
Yeah, that's good.
It's already done.
Good
Romney Rankle, tell me what cursing is. Give me that. We already crashed. We crashed over here. It's crashing right there.
Yep.
We good. Live then coming up. Come on, T. More. But that was simple, though.
That was good. Answer
the
question.
There you go.
Keep it simple.
Put that AC on, too.
That damn thing right on my computer.
So I don't like them Asus boys. They do that too much.
What's that? The boys?
Asus. He's got Asus in there. I changed mine out. Boy, the whole thing is froze. I got to just let it run its course. Dang. 45.
Which one do you have?
I have a different board than mine.
So it's literally just the board itself. We call it an agent.